What's up, guys? Andrew from the Gotham Gazette here, bringing you an all-new episode of comic book news, movie news, TV news, and the dark depths of hell.
My favorite.
Once again, we got John here and Simon. How you been, guys?
Terrible.
Okay, I've been pretty good.
If we just kind of stop talking, anyways, because we have a lot of food around here. We got some crackers and some pizza and some...
The souls of the damned.
It's what we consume to have a healthy diet.
I'm on a diet. Are you good there?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Don't make us become those food reviewers.
You mean the ones that, like...
I thought Gotham was after the new food review episode. Got some nice pizza.
What do you guys think of this pizza? No, we got to set up a video camera so they can see us eating. It increases the... It makes it better.
Right now,
oh, good God. There's cheese underneath of the pizza. That's freaking me out.
Oh, that little extra cheese flavor.
Here I am, eating crackers.
Oh, God. Whoa. I got an idea. We're be doing a... Okay. Guys, start talking about stuff.
So, John, how was your holiday?
Did you
celebrate Hanukkah?
I'm not a Jew.
You sure?
Did you celebrate Kwanzaa?
You've gone too far.
Yes, everyone knows Simon is super black. Or African, to be honest. Okay. What do you guys talk?
Well,
come all on, right,
I don't know what to...
Well, I got the most sinful present ever for Christmas. A collection of Archie versus Predator, the 4-part miniseries, which I thought was not supposed to be taken seriously because it looked like a joke. It was not a joke. They took themselves so seriously, and everybody died in horrible, bloody ways. A cat got vaporized in full detail, and it was awful. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It happened pretty bad. Okay.
He ripped Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, they murdered her?
Yes. She got stabbed in the back. They shoved a blade, like, down her head and ripped her skull out.
But why? Why would she even appear in the first place?
They needed her help because they thought it was, like, they thought the Predator was some kind of demon thing. They needed her help to exorcise. They just burst through a window and killed her and then vaporized her cat.
They should burn her at the stake. The witch.
They also killed Reggie, who just wanted to get the girls for the entire movie. Not movie. It can't be a movie. Then he died. Everybody died in like a 2-page sequence. A car fell on top of someone. Someone got glass through the face. Somebody suicide bombed the Predator with a grenade.
Wow. Okay. How the? And on. Okay. So. The first topic of the day is the Deadpool trailer.
Yes.
Yes!
We've all seen it?
Excellent.
You guys ready to review
Bodacious.
It? Bodacious! Simon, what your first thoughts on the trailer?
Well, I hadn't seen it until recently, so I heard everybody talking about it. I was like, what's the big deal? Deadpool's getting pretty overrated. And I was like,
oh, he's getting pretty overrated?
No, John, he's been overrated since, like, 2005.
I know.
I was like, okay, that looks pretty good. I mean, it looks pretty funny.
That's your response? Hey, that looks pretty good.
I mean, I like the new Colossus design. It looks better than...
That looks great.
Fest.
I love the Colossus design, yeah.
He looks significantly older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks better. But,
isn't he Russian? He sounds Russian.
He is Russian.
Okay. Other than all the humor in the trailer worked. No joke didn't land, which is really good. Oh, did I leave my stove on? Tim Miller, I believe the director is. He directed any movies and that's a little bit of TV and some commercials. But he is nailing it. This might be the best movie of the year. Doesn't have the best trailer either. But it has the best marketing of any movie I've ever seen.
I don't know, man. The Smurfs had some pretty strong marketing.
Like what?
So much product.
Yeah.
Like merchandise all over.
Get Smurfy. Look, come on, get Smurfy. Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't think
probably so. Probably will be.
Get Smurfy. Come on, get Smurfy. Smurfy, Smurfy, Smurfy. Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
To
get Smurfy.
To the tune of Will Smith's Get Jiggy With It.
Get Smurfy with it. Bum bum ba dum ba da dum. That's not even the. I don't know.
The Chipmunks make a cameo.
Hey Smurfs, our movie bombed, so we need something else to piggyback on.
We're
okay,
homeless.
We made money.
Dave died. We're homeless.
But we're. I don't even know.
Is this pizza filled with drugs or something? I mean, what happened to us?
Yeah, John.
Hey, we just saw you go down and get the pizza.
Shut up, John. Okay.
Shut up, Bill.
But
Shut up, Ted.
I'm happy though. TJ Miller looks like he's killing it in Deadpool as Weasel.
Oh yeah, Weasel's a cool.
His wife,
like,
played by Marina Baccarin, is a copycat from the comics. Negasonic Teenage Warhead. There we go. Looks pretty great. I'm happy with the cast. Ajax looks pretty cool.
Isn't he the main villain?
Yeah. Deadpool is... It's pretty graphic, too. Deadpool chops off a guy's head.
Oh, doesn't he, like, kick it onto someone or something?
Yeah. He picks a turner guy and he quotes into a effing kebab.
I would have liked the main villain to be T-Ray.
Yeah,
because T-Ray is the actual Wade Wilson. Like, Wade Wilson isn't his name. His name is, like, Jack something.
Yeah, I feel like Ajax would be more of a putting threat to him, though. But you can, Deadpool. It's good around killing everybody. He's someone that can really take him down.
Plus, I mean, with a name like T-Ray, that's open for so many jokes that Deadpool could make during, like, the final battle sequence.
They're like, T-Rex. Am I not getting the joke right? The T-Rex? Can't be a T-Rex? No? Chris Pratt there? There's a Jurassic World? Okay, yeah. That's better. It's a lot better than Miles Higgins, yep. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Maybe he is a T-Rex. Maybe Chris Pratt and him fight Deadpool. He's not Star, though. He's not Star. He's just Chris Pratt riding a T-Rex. He's like, hey, it's me, T-Ray, but I'm a T-Rex now. Hey, it's me, Chris Pratt. Remember me? I'm really popular now.
The heck happened to this conversation? My God.
I was like, see my movies, The Magnificent Seven, that movie with Jennifer Lawrence, but the future, Jurassic World 2, and see me in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, coming out summer 2017. Hey guys, Chris Pratt, goodbye, have fun T-Rex, okay Chris Pratt, goodbye, and then he runs away in a car. He's running in the car.
Is it like the Flintstones mobile?
Mm-hmm. It was on the Universal lot. Okay, that kind of just derailed. Okay, so time for my review of Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. Of course, written by Quentin Tarantino. This movie stars this list of its cast: Samuel Jackson, Kurt Russell,
like him too. Jennifer
Jason Leigh. Best times are rich and high.
Right.
Walton Goggins. Sons of Anarchy, Justified, Django Unchained, Lincoln, Tim Roth, Michael Madsen, who sounds like he's been smoking cigarettes for the past 20 years. His voice is so gravelly now.
It's kind of like Carrie Fisher sounds like Force Awakens. Yeah, that smoker's cough.
I mean, she did do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Demian Blashear, and Bruce Dern, Laura Dern's father. Do you know who Laura Dern is?
No, I've heard that name before, though.
She's from Jurassic Park. She was Ellie.
Ah, her.
Yeah.
The kid who screamed for the entire movie.
No!
Oh, not her.
Sam Allen, right? The main guy from Jurassic World?
Yes.
Jurassic Park. Sam Allen's girlfriend.
Oh, her. I'm thinking of the whiny little kid that just cried for the whole movie.
That is, But she's not that bad for the kids in Jurassic World.
Oh, I hated them.
They're annoying.
I mean, one of them was just whiny kid. Another was just emo kid.
So, Simon, are you excited for the Jurassic...
There's a lot of way to describe him, but I'm not going to say that.
By the way, I saw this movie in 70... millimeter in the roadshow presentation. It is fantastic. There is a overture for about 5 minutes. It's about the opening, play a song, and we want to know when the original song has the soundtrack in it. Overture, and then it cuts in, and it's really cool. And then you start, and the film starts. And it's just 70. It's shot 70 minutes in a roadshow presentation. So the theater, the screen expands. The kind of crispness and stuff looks really beautiful. It's a mountain shot. It's just really Lex and Tim.
What? Oh, Lex. I think I might have seen something 70mm at like a drive-in theater.
It might be 30. Was it?
I don't know what the print was. It was running on film.
It was probably 35mm then, because 70mm is gigantic.
Except it was like 35mm copy of Friday the 13th. And it was like the uncut edition, so it was super bloody.
It's probably 35mm, because 70mm has a crazy aspect ratio, like the for every like foot, or for, it's like, I think it's like 27.2 for every foot. I'm trying to figure, give me a second.
I saw Army of Darkness in the movie theater.
Hello?
Yeah, during the Exhumed Films 24-hour horror-thon.
When?
A while ago. I think over the summer. It was one of the last movies they showed. That's when I first saw Silent Rage and developed my love for it. My ironic love for a scary movie.
Back to the Hateful Eight, though. It's fantastic. It's bloody, hilarious. There's a half of the movie that's 12-minute intermission, and they came this really cool little booklet thing about the movie. It's really cool.
You can't tell
me. You can have crackers too, John. Share.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay, mister. But, everyone fantastic. I just noticed that. Who put it up there?
What? Punisher? What?
Some put my Black Knight Marvel Universe figure in my curtains.
Oh, I just realized that.
He's been watching me. I just noticed that. That's very strange, not gonna lie.
He's been watching you sleep.
He has been.
He's been there for years.
That is weird. I think my brother put that there.
It's pretty unsettling, I gotta say.
That is... John, take him down. Take him down. Ooh. Get body slammed, kid.
Oh, body slam it?
No, Dave, don't body slam that.
Body slam it. Body slam the figure.
Gosh. This is fun already. So they can make this better at the dark depths of hell. But, Cthulhu... Okay, but, I don't want to, should I do a spoiler portion? Okay, you're still going to see it probably, he don't care about it.
I don't really care.
Okay, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but.
I'll see it eventually, but I really don't care.
I want to see it again today, but I'm seeing The Big Short instead, with Steve Carell, Christian Bale, Brad Pitt.
No, you're not, you're going to see The Road Trip.
See that Saturday, John, we're going to get out of the gym with The Road Trip on Saturday! Fix your stringy thing with your hoodie, John.
We all have to go on Saturday with red, blue, and green shirts on.
That is a genius idea.
I was just kidding, but okay.
We're doing that now.
I call being Simon.
No, you're
I'll be Alvin.
You do look like the human version of Simon.
You kind of do, actually. No, he's still, no, because he's tall, though. You're short.
Well, yeah, but I actually have glasses, and my name is Simon. That's why I was always a boss at Simon Says in elementary school. Like, okay. No, you can't be Simon.
You're
I'm
Theodore.
Simon.
I'm Alvin.
Why do I have to be Theodore?
We all have to...
Because you have the hair for here. It.
I'm yeah, the skinniest also, person here.
Also, you do a serious face while dancing.
But I weigh less than you.
I don't know how to tell it.
What?
What?
Hold on. I don't know how much I weigh.
You said at the beginning of the year, like you were 138.
Oh.
And I'm 130.
Okay.
I'm like 90-something, I think.
Okay. Fine.
And you have the hair for Theodore.
Okay, I'll just be Theodore then.
I'm a classic Alvin, and it goes with an A.
We have to sing songs in weaker voices.
Okay. I just want to go home.
We can hardly stand the
What if a little kid there, we come to start screaming with air horns? Bah, 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 we can hardly stand the way. Please, bah, 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 Christmas don't come late. Bah, 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 bah. We have a bunch of like strobe lights, and Simon's break dancing, and Ninja are singing.
Dude, we probably get thrown out of the theater.
We could have a seizure, and we're like, oh, chip, yeah. Bro, chip.
I have the perfect idea for getting us sent out of the theater. What? During when they're singing Uptown Funk, I really want to just like scream wham when they get to Don't Believe Me, Just Watch.
Okay. I mean, what even is the point of the road trip? What are they doing with their lives?
There is no point in
it. Is there so meaningless? Is it like a journey of self-discovery? They're trying to find out their true selves.
I know why. By the way, Hateful Eight, really super great. 10 out of 10. Watch my review on nerdnet.com.
Okay. But can you give it an 8 out of 8, though?
Crap.
Come on!
I should have saw that. Crap. So Dave, Jason Lee again, paycheck roll, is dating this girl. We're going to Miami, and they think Dave's proposing, and they hate her son. My TV's last night knows that, and they're like the son and them team up. We're like, oh no, our guy person who's really nice to us has fathered us and been a great person to us is getting married. We kind of like the stepson. We have to end it.
And did they kill Dave?
No!
They go on a kamikaze mission to stop Dave?
Them and the boy, like, go on a road trip to try to find them, and they're put on no-fly zone list because they cause a ruckus on at least animals on a plane, so it's almost become terrorists, pretty much. Alvin Akbar.
Did they have that bald, pervy guy with the glasses again?
David Cross? No, this is not how David Cross.
Rip him. He probably died. I forget. I saw the squeak wall like a while ago, and like someone drove a toy.
Shipwrecked. Did you not see Shipwrecked?
I did not see Shipwrecked. I did not have the time for Shipwrecked.
Well, I did. I have little brothers.
I saw the squeak wall opening day because I was.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I have seen all of them because I have little brothers.
You saw the road ship.
Every single episode of the new rebooted TV series.
Actually, yes, because I watched Little Brody. He loves it. He loves that show. It's always...
Those chipmunks look like weird humanoids.
How did we get from the hate talking about Alvin the Chipmunks?
No. The only time that I will ever watch Alvin the Chipmunks, if it is Alvin and the Chipmunks meet Frankenstein. That was amazing.
That's good.
Yeah,
I love that.
I love it. I mean, come on. The squeak wall. In the squeak wall. That, the guy with the glasses. Someone drove like a toy helicopter straight into his nuts. It was weird.
I don't think I should...
What happened with the girl chipmunks? Are they still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Did they die or something?
I feel like Dave adopts the chipmunk, but it ignores them. The Chipette, Simon Garb. Actually, I've not seen the squeak hole.
Plus, why are they such big celebrities?
Oh. The Joker is a Joker's movie that no one cares about them anymore, dying down their fame.
Yay!
So basically, real life.
I mean, this might be the last one, unless, like...
Now, for 2 weeks, I made $52 million, a $9 million budget, so I would say, yeah.
Meanwhile, Star Wars came out on the same day, now it's pushing $11 billion. Right? Isn't it?
No.
I thought it was one point... Oh, no, not $11 billion, that would be
stupid. Gosh, Simon!
Your fact's right. $1.1 billion?
Yeah. You think it's going to be, like, $11 billion in 13 days, or 14 days, or something like that?
Star Wars might.
That's true, but not $11 billion. High 21's Avatar. That made only $2.7 billion.
Yo, Avatar is nice. Even though I never understood why it was so hypey. It's just blue aliens who reproduce with ponytails.
I'll like Avatar, personally.
You know, I just said I liked Avatar. I don't know why I did.
Simon likes Avatar. Which brings us to our next topic! Oh, I did not mean to scream the mic. James Cameron has confirmed.
Sorry for all of you who are wearing headphones.
You just died. We lost like 5 viewers.
If we have any viewers, I'm not sure to check it yet.
And Andrew's grandma's still listening.
Yeah.
My grandma doesn't even have the time to listen to us.
She's too cool for us. But, James Cameron has confirmed that there is Avatar 2 and 3 in development, I believe, coming out in 2017 and 2018. I might be wrong there. How do you feel about this?
Predator is better.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's Predator.
Next topic.
Predator is better.
Okay. How do you guys feel about... Okay, so I got a surprise for you guys. We're going to do a little bit of topic, Superfish. The Daredevil set photos. How do you feel about them?
I like the Punisher.
I think he looks cool. Elektra looks pretty good.
I mean, I like how John Bernthal didn't have to, like, change his hair very much. Like, I figured he would
Do you think
he would
have an afro, Simon?
Or, like,
or dreadlocks?
Or, like, the 70s Punisher look or something, where, like, he's got, like, the greasy hair with, like, the slick.
Oh, I kind of like that, though.
Well, yeah, but that would look a little weird in TV.
Well, wouldn't, Simon?
It might, man, gosh.
Well, wouldn't. God, I won't punch out
of
a mullet.
That's why in the...
I won't punch out of a mullet.
That's why in the TV series, the Kingpin isn't a huge man.
Okay.
Like in the comics, he's
CGI, man.
In the comic books, he's large.
Why can't he, Simon?
I don't know, man.
Say, Kingpin can't be a muscly guy. He's a little muscly guy, Simon. He works out, not. His skin is too muscly. Kingpin's the best guy ever. Shut up. Shut up, Simon. Go on.
Oh, man.
What are we talking about today?
We spent like 10 minutes talking about the road chef.
We literally did. We are 21 minutes in and nothing productive.
21.
What did
it's
you just
your
say?
Your turn, Simon. Go sit in
sit the corner.
Corner.
You
sit in the corner. You sit in the corner, Simon. Gosh, we need you next topic, Gosh. Get back here. There has been set photos from Batman v Superman of the new Batcave. And Alfred and him. How do you feel about him, Simon?
I like Alfred. He's nice.
Jeremy Irons looks pretty good.
I don't think he'll ever be like Michael Caine swaggy. Michael Caine was nice.
Okay, if I can use swaggy, I'm back in the corner now. Wow, okay. Okay. Now we're talking about our assassin.
Love your brand, Simon.
No.
He's not actually stripped. You can see his underwear as he's lying down. Don't take that the wrong way. Okay, next we have the news on Uncharted 4 being delayed. How do you feel about that, Mr. Uncharted fan?
I'm not an Uncharted fan. I haven't played any of the Uncharted
games. I thought you were, but that sucks. Okay, never mind.
No,
I'm
not Isaiah.
I played like one of the games at Lucas' house.
I played two.
I haven't played any of them, so.
I mean, I'm an Xbox guy, so can't really play it anyway, but still. The game did look really good, so. Kind of shame it got delayed, but.
Stupid PlayStation making a bad Godzilla video game. I was looking forward to that.
Cause you're raw.
I went to buy a PS4 just to get that game, but now it's not worth it.
Oh god. Next news. Is there still development aiming for a 2016 release of the Mortal Kombat movie?
Oh, I love Mortal Kombat. It needs to have Scorpion.
Why wouldn't that Scorpion? He's a face of the whole game series.
There needs to be a Scorpion.
That's like a Mario movie having Wario be the head of it instead.
There needs to be
Waluigi movie.
The Waluigi B, the Walu-B movie, and Jerry Seinfeld voices Waluigi.
No, the Waluigi movie with him and Captain Falcon going around and just doing stupid things. There's no point to the movie.
Waluigi.
The only lines.
Waluigi and Captain Falcon's excellent adventure.
The only lines of dialogue are "Wan, show me your moves."
Show me your moves.
Then there's and then Ness is the main villain, and all he says is "Okay."
Okay, but No, or it could be Ghostbusters with Luigi, Waluigi, Captain Falcon, and Gandor. It's clones and clones.
Oh, it would make sense. Except Waluigi wouldn't be a clone of Luigi, because Luigi's a clone of
Mario.
Something
strange. Wah! There's something. Wah! In your neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
The police.
Show me your moves! Ah! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Where?
The final villain is mutated with his psychic powers. The final villain is a team up between Mewtwo and Villager, both unleashing their ungodly powers.
Okay.
With Pikachu as their manslave. To further the not in the context you think it is, but like the henchmen. Pikachu is the henchmen. Good God.
Wow, 25 minutes and nothing interesting has happened. Everything interesting has happened.
We spent like 2 seconds talking about Uncharted.
Yep. Okay, now, the biggest news of the week. Doctor Strange! Love.
Wouldn't you call him if there was something strange in the neighborhood?
Something. No, I'd call the police.
You're no fun, John.
Dude, fun. Please, Dr. Strange is in my house.
You know, God.
I commune the eye of Agamotto.
John, is that you again? Maybe. John, we know. You're no fun, John. Call a Ghostbuster or something strange in your neighborhood. You say, like, don't leave me, please. The line just disconnected.
Eye of Agamotto. Dr. Strange is there. I'm just swat him out the door and shoot him in the chest. I fuck him up, catch me a sniper, shoots him in the head. Whoa! I almost fell in my chair.
It's like they shoot down Dr. Strange. Like, the police, thank God you saved me. You're no fun, John. They just walk out.
He was trying to give you a party, John. You made us kill him.
You murdered him. John, you forced us to kill him.
Actually, you shot him. You made us, John. You needed help. If you didn't, you're going to sue, John.
We're going to take this to court, John.
You killed Dr. Strange. Mentally and physically. Gosh, John.
Plus, you emotionally killed yourself.
So, technically, I committed emotional suicide.
Emotional seppuku.
Emotional seppuku. Okay, I was not in the voice.
Okay. What happened to us?
But I think he looks great, though.
Yeah.
He looks super comic accurate. And then see the comic book with his hands all mashed up.
Yeah.
Straight out of the comic books.
I mean, hopefully, it's as.
Straight out of the comic books.
Straight out of the comics.
We need to make that a Photoshop movie poster with our faces saying straight out of comics.
No.
Yeah, we do.
No.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
I guess we don't.
No, we don't. No, we don't. But,
we just crushed Simon's dreams.
It's like, we just say, no, we don't, for half an hour and end the podcast. No, we don't. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Mine.
Mine.
But, and that's a great picture of him, actually, like, doing, like, a, almost like a spell or something.
I love the picture of the Sanctum Sanctorium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great, yeah.
I mean, there's probably some hidden Easter eggs. He got all the things on display.
What if it was just, like, Jar Jar Binks head mounted to a wall in the back?
I want that.
Okay, that's pretty much all the news. Throw down the new show notes.
Wait, what about the Assassin's Creed movie?
Never mind, we have one more thing in notes.
And also the Gravity Falls teaser.
That's not a teaser, really.
It kind of is.
Yeah, pickpocket phone, because you don't even notice me doing
new
that.
Assassin's Creed set photo. Talking to the Assassin's Creed expert here, which can just say something now. John, what's your take on this?
Speak to us.
It looks really good. Yeah, that's it.
I think it looks pretty. It's a whole new character, correct?
Yeah.
So I think
Alan Lynch and his ancestor from 15th century.
Is he related to main assassins at all?
I don't think so.
They'll
probably like do some like Easter eggs like with Desmond Miles or something.
Yeah.
There could be room for like an Altair cameo or something.
I want Sean Hastings in the movie. Sean Hastings is the best. He's the British guy in the present day.
Altair's my favorite.
Dude, Sean Hastings is the best. And, if you go into the Animus database and,
Mine's Edward, but they're gonna pirate, so, no.
Yeah, pirates are nice. That's my favorite game.
No, in the database, if you look up Sean Hastings, it says, date of birth. How rude. I shall never reveal. Never.
Boom. Well, What? What are you talking?
What?
What? I can't read it yet. Yep.
Okay.
Show me your moves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Audacious.
Bogus.
Most heinous.
Shut up, Bill.
Shut up, Ten.
Bill,
you may be a king, a little street sweeper, but sooner or later you'll dance with the reaper.
Bill, get down
with the bad self.
How long has this been when we were just making
Bill,
a random
your mom
noise?
Is hot.
Shut up, Ted.
Remember when she was a senior and we were freshmen?
Sis, shut up, Ted.
Okay, back to the screen. It looks like some really cool fight scenes. Michael Fassbender is awesome.
One time I saw a comment on one of the, some set photos on YouTube, and then someone said, so Michael Fassbender's now an assassin? And I'm like, yeah, he made us in Blade with his Magneto powers. But then someone corrected me in saying that he activates it with his Magneto powers.
He can like shoot them out of his hands. Like, pew pew.
No, and then he invented them because he is Steve Jobs.
And Macbeth.
Oh yeah.
I believe that's made by the director of this, or of Macbeth, yeah, by this movie. I'm excited for it. It looks, this and Warcraft look like it can be actual, not bad comic book movie, my video game movie, sorry.
Yeah, Warcraft, I'm interested to see Warcraft. I mean, I know nothing about it except that the director, Duncan Jones, has a goofy name. Duncan Jonuts.
All I remember is called him Duncan Jonuts before.
No, but you know what his name was before that?
What?
Because he's the son of something Jones, better known, I forget his first name, but he's the name of some guy named Jones, who's better known for his stage name as David Bowie. And before he was Duncan Jones, his original name was Zoe, meaning whenever he sent to school, his name was Zoe Bowie. And that must have been brutal.
Really?
Yes, Zoe Bowie. I mean, he must have been beaten as a child.
Are you serious? I do not believe you.
David Bowie is his father. And his original name was Zoe. Zoe Bowie.
Okay.
He must have been bullied as a kid.
That is interesting. Really interesting, actually.
Also,
his dad was the guy from Labyrinth.
Yeah, I think we know David Bowie is Simon.
Well, maybe John didn't. God, Andrew.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I didn't.
You see?
He's not kidding.
Zoe Bowie. I was right.
Also, I do remember your dad mentioning that on the way home from Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I don't think about Zoe Bowie. Wait.
No, but, it's bad enough that your name is.
His name was Duncan, but his nickname is Zoe, so you're correct. He was Zoe Bowie.
Zoe Bowie. Now the first name was Zoe Bowie, now he's Duncan Jones.
It's already bad enough that you have a girl's name.
Zoe Bowie.
Duncan Jonuts.
No matter what, this guy can't get a break.
Yo, why would you call him?
He's just gonna change his name to like Joe. He's not gonna even have a last name. We're just gonna call him Jonuts.
Star Wars: The Force Awakens passes $600 million domestic box office.
And we lost track of time again, making fun of Duncan Jones' name.
Yeah, but also I feel like another video game movie that could be good is Zelda.
Has that been confirmed, John?
Yeah, that could be good.
Hasn't even been confirmed yet.
You'll get to see it, John.
That's hilarious.
But, okay, so we're doing our first thing of
our first thing, 30 minutes in.
Oh, wait. I want to check if there's Nintendo news.
No. Arm break.
There's not, believe me.
No, I need to check news.
Okay, fine.
You need to check the news.
Well, it's constantly removing something
check
else.
Check the news.
Noose and Pukas.
Oh, yeah, me and John were playing Smash Bros, and all I was doing was making your mom jokes about Lucas. I posted one on Miiverse where I drew a bad drawing of Ness and says, at least I have a mom, Lucas.
You're so mean to Lucas.
Yeah, why are you mean to Lucas, Simon?
Someone made a meme where it's a picture of Lucas shrugging and crying. It's like when somebody asks you where your mom is.
It's mean, Simon's a child. He's a child. Okay.
Wait. What's the password?
Okay, we don't really...
Password 666.
We're kind of moving on to this talk. We got another important topic.
Password is 666.
Fine.
For God's
sake,
John, my God.
So, Simon, how was your break?
Pretty cool. I played Mad Max the video game nonstop. I just beat the storyline. It was a lot more emotional than I could have imagined.
Rainbow Six Siege is actually really great. I'm playing that with...
Isn't that the game where you break walls?
Yeah. And Luca team kills a lot of people.
Like a lot of people. Team.
And suicide bombers keep coming for me. And whenever it happens, I just scream at the top of my lungs and run away. And then me and Lenny were trying to climb a wall, and we both messed up, and we both fell off a roof and died.
When we were in the gamer truck, and we played that match of Halo, I team killed so many people just by swinging my hammer randomly.
And Halo, yeah, okay.
I just heard Lenny yell, like, who killed me?
Yeah, I was like, team killing everybody.
But then I got a lot of other non-team kills.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. No, some guy jumped over me, and I swung my hammer up, and I crushed him.
Oh, wait. Did we do it Griffball?
Yeah, Griffball.
Oh, okay.
There was a Japanese Smash Bros. DLC trailer.
Cool.
That's not newsworthy, John.
It is. Look at it.
I can't even see it.
John!
Oh, Bayonetta, Cloud.
That's not newsworthy. You're fired, John. You're fired.
Go sit in the corner. It's your turn to sit in the corner.
We'll take my phone with you. Okay, we're doing something this year. Actually, I need you back. We need you back, actually. Okay.
Fine, just ruin my hood.
We're doing something, though. Okay, but, okay. 35 minutes in is great. Okay. We are doing a thing. The best of 2015. What is the best movie of 2015 in your opinion?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Pretty good.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Chipmunks Road Chip.
I'm just kidding.
Justin, what do you think of the best movie 2015?
I don't know. I haven't really seen a lot of movies.
He watched like the first hour of Fury Road.
I did like Jurassic World.
He just questioned everything in it.
My nomination would be The Hateful Eight. I'm surprised no one nominated Star Wars, I'm surprised.
Well, it's good that we all have different opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would go with Hateful Eight. I think it's best written, and, you know, spoiler alert, Sam Jackson that gets nut shot off. It's an alien movie. Those are pretty good movies. What's the best video game of 2015?
Ooh. Splatoon.
Ooh, that's gotta be pretty difficult. I don't play video games.
Well, actually, just kidding. Actually, it would be Witcher Wild Hunt, because that actually won. Well,
Shadow of Mordor. Well, Shadow of Mordor.
Less popular opinion.
My opinion is Shadow of Mordor.
I need to go this for a second.
Yeah, I'd say Splatoon.
I
haven't really been in a lot of good Nintendo games.
I'm trying to think.
Yo, Smash Bros. For Wii U and 3DS.
Smash Bros., yeah. That was 2014. That's 2014, yeah.
Oh, darn.
It's not even over, like, it's like the year, wow. Rainbow Six Siege.
I would say Rainbow Six Siege. Splatoon, Syndicate, and Star Wars Battlefront.
I disagree on Battlefront completely. I think that game's kind of crappy.
What?
I disagree with that. Battlefront's kind of crappy.
When it's loading and you get to play as Darth Vader.
Battlefront's kind of crappy, John. In my opinion.
I like,
it's a sellout. EA is a sellout.
I like, Shadow of Mordor. I like Mad Max the video game. I mean, that sounds pretty stupid because I just said Mad Max Fury Road is my favorite movie 2015. But it's pretty cool.
You're a huge Mad Max fan, that's why.
I mean, it kind of seems like, I know there's a lot of people who would love to argue with me on this. It's almost like a more realistic Fallout. Like, you go around scavenging
stuff.
Oh,
people would argue with that.
But it is...
Fallout 4, I forgot Fallout 4, yeah. That's a really great game.
I mean, I don't think Mad Max would ever happen, but it would be more likely that if there were a nuclear apocalypse, it would be more like Mad Max, where everybody's insane and we drive cars, than Fallout, where we have robot suits and we fight mutants.
Yeah. I can see either way.
I mean, the possibility of a robot suit could be possible, but I mean, the Death Claws, a little crazy. If there were a nuclear apocalypse, there could be, like, rad roaches and stuff. That's believable.
Yeah. Arkham Knight's good, not great.
It was... I mean, the first time you play through, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
So great! And then the Arkham Knight, Jason Todd, and you're like, that's kind of stupid.
I mean,
and
even,
like,
even though the first time you play, you, like, fool yourself into thinking that it's cool. Like,
it's pretty good.
Then the second time you play through, it's like, wow, there's so many problems.
Oh my god, why just tell the Arkham Knight? There's so much Batmobile. Why?
I think they overused the Batmobile. I like...
Terribly. It's boring, the Batmobile. It's absolutely boring.
I mean, I do like the final battle of the GCPD where you have the huge tank fight.
Yes, that's pretty cool. The boss fight with the Arkham Knight and the tank's gotta be stuck for a while. I was like...
Oh, yeah, we've gotta hit the thing. You know, that was annoying because I couldn't even get to the Arkham Knight because they had all those tanks they had to, like, stealth kill.
Yeah, it took me, like, 10 tries, you know.
But, I mean, the Arkham Knight battle itself, where you had to, like, keep on, like, grappling over to him, that was annoying. Cause there were, like, sentry guns set up.
Yeah,
you had to get out of the
super
room.
Super repetitive.
You had to get out of the room before you died.
I beat that one my first try. It was really repetitive, though.
Me too.
It
was annoying because Commissioner Gordon kept on yelling at you to get it done.
Yeah, I know.
Like, Batman, you're pathetic. And I was like, shut up, Gordon.
Gordon, stop bullying me. I'm a bit under stress
right
now.
I'm gonna say a spoiler here, but you... Oh well, too bad you've already played it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I would have been okay with Barbara Gordon actually staying dead. That would have been okay. I wouldn't have been like, oh no, how will we ever be okay with this?
I would have kept it.
I mean, it was a little annoying because it's like, what would happen if he killed Scarecrow? Because it's like, you killed Barbara Gordon, I'm gonna kill you. He, like, beats his face in and kills him. He's like, wait, Batman, I'm alright. He's like, you serious? I killed someone because I thought you were dead and I went on a revenge spree.
John's eating his hoodie over there.
What?
It's disgusting, John.
What's your favorite comic book movie of the year? I'm going with Kingsman for this.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to say, I would say Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's 2014.
We kind of have the same opinions, though. Like, we don't have to have different opinions of you.
Personally, I've got to say Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man, I saw what you did there, by the way. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I saw what you did there.
What did he do?
I'm saying this is the time.
Shut up, Bill.
Shut up, Ted.
I know what he did.
So wait,
great,
this
now
is
going to hold this against me for the
This
like,
is going to be pretty stupid,
years.
But what was your favorite What was your favorite annoying thing that happened in 2015? Because there were a lot of annoying things.
You can, like, watch me whip and stuff like that?
That's that stuff.
None of it.
But if
I got the Snapchat.
If you had to choose one that you could, like, stick with for the rest of your life.
Oh, I got the Snapchat. I actually really enjoy Snapchat, so I guess the only thing that came out in 2015.
Do you follow DJ Khaled?
No. I think this,
he never ceases to amuse me.
I don't think that came out in 2015, but still, I like Snapchat a lot.
I mean, I would keep.
I mean, just because after, like, maybe like a couple weeks ago.
I mean, if
I
could.
John Cena.
That is the less annoying of all, so you know it's kind of stupid. I'll play Rainbow Six Siege. The guy busted the roof of Cayman screaming, John Cena.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I got him down, but still, it's funny.
It's funny in some circumstances. It was funny the first time it showed up in the prank call video. That was hilarious.
That was like 2 years ago, though.
I know. I would personally keep Hotline Bling. That's.
No.
I would keep.
I like.
I wouldn't, no. keep, I wouldn't keep the song. I'll keep the dancing. It's fine to make fun
no,
of.
No, I keep the Donald Trump skit, but remove everything else of it, though.
I would never want to hear what. Because
also Ed Grimley's in it, too, by, of course, Martin Short, so.
I would keep just making fun of Hillary Clinton for trying to connect with the
and
youth.
May the force be with you.
You hear something she said? She was like, I want to be as good a president as Beyonce is a performer.
She said that?
Yes.
That's pretty funny, actually.
I mean, someone keeps on making this joke where it's like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton having a debate. It's like, we need to raise the minimum wage. No, we need to raise the whip and nay-nay because it's on fleek. It sounds like that would happen.
If she's trying. Yeah, that probably could happen, actually. I'm not gonna lie.
She hit the whip on the Ellen show.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, favorite comic book of the year?
Haven't read any.
The new Dr. Fate series.
Either the new Daredevil series or Lando. I love me some Lando. Lando Calrissian. He is my favorite besides Han Solo, Cad Bane, and Chewbacca.
I like Boba Fett and the Tusken Raiders.
Tusken Raiders are pretty great. Don't do that weird accent.
They're like Magikarp. They do like a roar there. While they're waving their
Look at us! We give attention!
They have like these staff things that can also shoot lasers or something.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe those are just separate weapons. They have like the stabbing staff.
Yeah.
But then they also have like shotguns or something. I think they look like long rifles.
Ah, interesting. Like a. Okay. Favorite TV show of 2015?
Oh. Scream the TV series.
I'd say Jessica Jones.
Okay, I'm lame some stuff. Gravity Falls.
Well, Gravity Falls then.
It didn't premiere in 2015.
Well, you know, I'm saying, okay, yeah, well, I was thinking more of stuff that just premiered in 2015, but yeah, let's change this to stuff just 2015, actually, yeah.
Scream the TV series.
I actually watched all of Scream Queens. It's pretty good, actually.
Really?
It's pretty good. I would recommend watching.
Isn't that the movie with Ariana? Isn't that the thing with Ariana Grande?
She's in like three episodes.
Isn't that the thing with the Red Devil?
Yeah. It's actually really good. I was surprised. And this guy played by Glenn Powell, I think his name is Chad Radwell. He's like the most narcissistic character. He's amazing. He is great. He says to people's faces, I'm going to date you because you're hot and your dad's super rich.
you realize that you could, like, go to our school and just fangirl with people over that.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I know. Alex watches it. But it's actually a pretty good show, though. It's pretty good, actually. It really is probably good. Favorite, I would say Jessica Jones 2.
Wait, Andrew, what about Ash vs. Evil Dead?
Oh, yeah, Ash vs. Evil Dead number one, yeah. Mm. I see the episode of Supergirl. It's actually pretty good. Supergirl's pretty good. I like it. Martian Manor looks really great, though. So, they got Martian Manor on TV.
Obviously, the number one TV show is Pickle and Peanut.
Obviously. Duh.
Isn't it, like, Pickle, Peanut, and, like, Goat?
No, it's
bread or something.
No, that's a different show that's gonna die out in a week.
Hey, Matt Jones got for Breaking Bad. He's on that show. Got nominated for an Annie. So you know, I like Matt Jones.
He got nominated for that Nickelodeon show
for an Annie, which is the Animation Awards. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, no, so yeah. What's the point of Nickelodeon shows anymore? I mean, aside from SpongeBob and like the old stuff, like Danny Phantom and stuff like that. Every new animated show that they make is gonna die in like a month. Yeah, that's what happened.
I only like Sanjay and Craig listening like two episodes because I like Chris Hardwick.
Sanjay and Craig is weird. I like it, but it's really disgusting. It's a really disgusting show. That's what happened to Fanboy and Chum Chum. They died out.
Oh yeah, do you know what John did now?
What did he do? Tell me.
No.
Tell me.
No.
I'm not gonna say it, I'm gonna show it.
I know what you did.
Do you have to, like,
I know what you did.
You're kind of like Sheriff Blows who's laughing.
No, Sheriff Blows is the fat black one.
I know, he sounds like, hey, what's your least favorite college movie 2015?
Wait. I didn't get to share another one of my favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah, what? Shut up.
That's another thing that I want to die out.
You want DJ Khaled to die out?
Yeah.
Why? He's so influential.
It is kind of annoying, I'll admit.
I am enjoying the TV series Star vs. the Forces of Evil.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
It's on Disney.
It's like, it kind of seems like Gravity Falls, except more drugs.
Yeah.
The entire thing seems like it's on hallucinogens.
So it's like, there was this like a boardroom meeting and a guy said a pile of coke and he's like, a star fights evil.
There was this one where someone calls the police and then the policeman says, you like magic, girly?
That sounds really
good. I used to go to Vegas all the time.
So it's you from the future.
All for magic. But the very important thing to know about magic is that you need to use it very carefully, or you'll lose everything.
I mean, the entire TV series kind of seems like Alex Hirsch was on drugs, then he had a nightmare during withdrawal, and that's what the show is.
Let's go to the side now. Okay, what's your...
You said least favorite comic book movie of 2015?
Yeah.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
I didn't see Fantastic Four, so I... Can't say Legends of Age of Ultron.
I can't say Age of Ultron. It wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah. It's pretty decent, actually, but I didn't see Fantastic Four, so that's what it is.
I think they over-advertised it too much. Like, every other day, there was, like, new TV spot release for Age of Ultron.
New clip.
It made sense, though, because they made a lot of money, but, you know.
Have you seen the CinemaSins Everything Wrong with Age of Ultron?
No.
He points out a pretty good fact. I mean, if the Hulkbuster suit is so effective... Why is that not, like, his primary suit for fighting Ultron? Wouldn't that be more effective than just the regular Iron Man suit?
Yeah, that's true.
That does make sense.
That does make sense. Yeah, I agree with that. Corey, what's your least favorite movie 2015 period?
Man, if only I had seen Paul Blart 2, then that would be on it.
If only I'd seen The Visit.
I like The Visit.
Really?
I get like a 7. It's pretty decent. Huh. It's fresher on Twitter.
My sister saw The Visit and said that it was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, my cousin said it was like an hour and she realized it wasn't a comedy.
It's like a hard case. Pretty messed up ending, not gonna lie. Least favorite movie. I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I feel like I saw one movie. But I forget what it was.
I really stay delayed for bad movies this year.
Me too.
Oh, Terminator Genesis.
Oh, Terminator Genesis, yeah. I forgot about that.
I didn't see it, though, so I don't really...
Take our word for it, John.
Oh, Descendants. Counts as a movie.
It's a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why you guys watched that still.
I didn't. I refused to watch it because it's so stupid.
I was waiting for Tangled.
I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Why do you sing about being evil? You're 15 years old, and you work for Disney. You're one of the purest forms on this earth.
Yeah, I mean, they did screw over Quentin Tarantino a little bit, so...
Yeah, for now. Until you get involved with the drug scandal, like everyone.
Yeah, they're to Lindsay Lohan again, or Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Or Drake Bell, he got arrested.
Rip Drake Bell.
Why keep more like Josh Patrick?
No, Drake Bell was the, Nick.
Yeah, Drake Bell is Ultimate Spider-Man.
He's with Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
He got arrested again for
DUI. Plus, a lot of people on the internet don't like him.
Why?
Because he makes fun of Justin Bieber fans on his Twitter, and everyone's like, oh, that's offensive.
He made fun of Caitlyn Jenner.
Because people made fun
of Caitlyn Jenner, too.
Because people nowadays get offended.
Yeah, everyone gets offended so easily, I don't know.
It kind of...
You're, like, ordering something from Starbucks. Would you say what?
Yeah, just like, here's your holiday cup. This doesn't say Merry Christmas on it.
You Satanist.
I'm going to take you to the Supreme Court for this.
You Satanist God. Okay, what's your least favorite TV show of 2015?
Pickle and Peanut.
It was pretty stupid.
The Bastard Executioner.
Really?
Created by Kurt Sutter.
Oh, really?
Created my favorite series of all time, Sunarchy. And
you didn't like... I heard that... I haven't seen it, but I heard it was, like, good.
I heard... It's got 50% on Tomatoes.
Oh. Bastard Executioner.
That's rotten, Simon. You know what you feel? Rotten tomato and a ripe tomato, Simon.
Oh. Did any of you watch Into the Badlands?
I heard it's okay.
I mean, Isaiah watches it. I think.
He likes it, he says.
He also likes How to Get Away with Murder.
Don't be that. That show looks really good, actually.
Yeah.
It seems like you're turning into your hate it. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. You're like, yeah. Okay.
Well, I heard that. I can't speak for that because I haven't seen Bastard Executioner or How to Get Away with Murder.
I didn't like Bastard Executioner. I watched the first episode and I was like,
I only saw like trailers where it kind of looked like Game of Thrones, but minus the dragons.
Yeah, and more Kurt Sutter and Katie Sagal. It's not Sons of Anarchy. Do more stuff like Sons of Anarchy. But I like Southpaw. Southpaw Gust. It's just fresh, but I really enjoy Southpaw.
And that's a boxing movie where the guy's wife dies.
Yeah.
Punches someone. He's like, punch. He's like, I need to get my daughter.
He's like, hey, I'm holding out till Creed comes out. Please don't completely forget about me. I know, it came out in August, that's the point. It's like, hey, I'm holding out till Creed comes out. Please don't completely slam me down. Hey, I'm Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm a great actor. See me in Nightcrawler 2. Should have got an Oscar nomination. Michael Keaton should have won.
We got derailed again.
What?
We got derailed again.
We did? Oh my god. Okay. Worst video game 2015.
What?
Worst video game 2015.
Godzilla.
You are all going... I'm going to get a lot of slack for this, but I'm not...
I'm going to slap you.
I'm not enjoying Mario Maker.
Get over here. No. Make your own levels.
I can't. But... It's just because the game is really difficult when you're playing other people's levels.
Some of them are good. That's because people are jerks. People are dirtbags.
You get it, and like it's fun for like the first like couple minutes, and then like you just get bored and start playing another game again.
No, it's more fun once you unlock everything, because then you have like full customization.
Yeah. I would say least favorite game 2015.
Mine's Godzilla.
I had a Battlefront, I guess.
Whoa!
Well, it pains me because I'm probably the biggest Star Wars fan of all of us right now.
I'm probably second Star Wars fan out of all of us.
Sounds like
I can pride myself on.
Sounds like Porkins.
I can pride myself on being the best Predator and Resident Evil fan in our friend group.
Probably the most Tarantino and Star Wars fan.
I'm the most Nintendo and Gravity
Falls. I'm a Nintendo. Woohoo!
Also, maybe most Mad Max fan. I don't know if you.
You're still. I do the Blue Riders still over there. Still, yeah. You're a bigger Batman fan than I.
Rogue Warrior has become my favorite action movie. The more I think about it,
not as much as Fury Road.
I gotta say, I liked Road Warrior better.
Okay.
I mean, my list from top to bottom is Beyond Thunderdome was the worst, then Mad Max, then Road Warrior, then Fury Road, then Road Warriors.
They made a Super Mario Brothers
because the
Super Show episode. That was called Toad Warrior.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it includes the Koopalings.
I think I have that on DVD.
I know I have that on DVD.
I think I have the Toad Warrior episode. But, I mean, the one thing... I mean, the pro of Road Warrior is that it has a better story, and it has more... It has Max as a bigger character in his own movie. The pro is that...
Furiosa stole Fury Road.
Yeah. The pro... The con is that every... the I don't like the costume design at all. All the good guys look like Who's from Whoville, and all the bad guys look like prostitutes. Even the main
you
villain...
You mean John Barchers?
Dude, all of the villains have, like, gimp suits on. It just minds the masks.
Do you guys have any more questions for 2015 Best
did
and
you
Worst?
Did you just call me what I think you called me?
Maybe, I don't know.
Or did you call me Isaiah?
No.
I heard you say, do you and Isaiah... I heard that.
No, I didn't say that. But, do you have Best or Worst of 2015?
Best of 2015, well, for me, it's Cloud in Smash. Mm-hmm. And, like, really just Cloud in general, because he's getting the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, I like Final
Fantasy. The Force Awakens!
Yeah, I love Force Awakens. It's probably my second favorite movie in 2015. Mm-hmm. It probably goes, like, Fury Road, then Star Wars, then Jurassic World, then Ant-Man.
You like Jurassic World more than Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jurassic World had the whole, like... I mean, that's why Mad Max, Star Wars, and Jurassic World were all so successful. Because, like, look at this! Nostalgic franchise that haven't been around in a while.
I don't like Jurassic World that much. I think it's okay.
But, like, they were so successful because all three of them were, like, nostalgic franchises that haven't been out in a long time.
Jurassic World's not that... It's been out... Jurassic and Star Wars has been, like, 10 years.
Well, yeah, Mad Max, 35 years.
But Star Wars didn't really go out well, so...
The prequels, yeah. Mm-hmm. Revenge of the Sith is okay. It's not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, people have been waiting for a new Mad Max movie for 35 years, since Beyond Thunderdome.
I mean, really, I don't think anybody else... most people haven't really been waiting for a new Mad Max, to be honest. Everyone was happy with how it ended, pretty much. They weren't craving for another Mad Max movie.
Well, I mean... I do... like the ending of Beyond Thunderdome, because he just drives away into the sunset while it's like, we don't need another heat. That's a good song.
Is it really that high-pitched national song, or is this
yeah,
like...
it's being sung by Tina Turner.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, she's in the movie.
Yeah, she plays, like, the villain. He doesn't even die. Tina Turner doesn't die in it.
That's probably part of her contract.
Makes me mad, because Mad Max kills all the villains.
But it's probably part of
her
contract.
Except for Joe.
It's probably part of her contract.
Yeah. But, I mean, also, Beyond Thunderdome was the most emotional out of all the movies. I mean, A, the entire movie just Mad Max crushing the dreams of children, and B, there was a fight scene that got really deep, really quick.
Okay, favorite figure of 2015?
Action figure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I gotta think about that. I got a lot of action figures in 2015.
Well, I don't know.
You're making me choose between my children, Andrew?
I only once made this, once made this year. Well, I'm getting it soon, but Hateful Eight NECA figure set. Hate looks really grateful. Great.
Predator 2 NECA.
Oh, and my Star Wars pop. Oh, my God, my Ghostbusters pop idols from Funko.
It's a tie between my Mewtwo amiibo and Albus Dumbledee.
Well, kind of makes it back to the actual question. Best amiibo 2015.
Oh.
I can't say on that.
Well, yeah, still Mewtwo. I'm really enjoying. I really like the design of Mewtwo.
Olimar, like Ganondorf. The three pack was Duck Hunt Dog, Mewtwo, and I mean Game Watch and Rob, pretty great.
Janin.
Fox, Marth, a lot of them really good.
Fox and Marth came out last
year. I know, but I meant like once I got this year.
Marth came out last year.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he was part of Wave One.
Some of those Funko Pops I got really awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I just got a Cthulhu Funko Pop for Christmas. Like
I just got a Dumbledore one, and I keep calling it Albus Dumbledee.
Why?
Because he doesn't teach at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Does he teach at Hogwarts?
No, he teaches at Hogwoots School School of Witchcraft and Swaggery.
Wizardry.
You're a swagger, Harry.
Harry, you're a wizard.
You're a woozard, Harry.
No, you're a woozard hoovy.
Okay.
So everybody in the school has a speech impediment?
My name is Reen Wisely.
Suvera Snoop.
My no, name is Mad Mamoody.
No, it's Snivellus Snap.
Rumus Loppin.
Sirius Bluke.
My name is Mod. Wait a minute. My name is Mod E. Marty.
Instead of Gryffindor, it's Gryffindy.
Slytherin.
Oofelpuff.
No, it's Oofelpoof.
Ravenclaw. Hello, I am from Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor wins the House Cup again.
Let's play some Quadotch. Harry, go get the golden...
Oh, the Sneech. The golden Sneech.
Okay, yep. I'll say someone else.
Good. Yeah, I knew. I think I knew what you were going to say. Yeah. We've been just goofing off for an hour. We probably had like 10 solid minutes of actual podcasting.
Okay.
Professor McGonagall.
This is the last podcast of 2015, guys.
Haha, rip.
So, once again, everybody, this is Andrew signing off.
This is Simon signing off as well. John can't sign off, I don't think. Are you dead?
This is Bodacious T signing off.
So, everyone, have a great 2015. Or don't!
I think it's too late for them to have a great 2015.
Have a great New Year's Day, and have a... I hope you guys have a amazing 2016, or don't. We don't care.
We are
just being nice. Once again, this is...
It's pretty impossible not to have a great 2016 with all the movies.
That's true.
And,
If you don't have a good 2016, you could just be a grump.
Okay, well, once again, this is the Rebel Base.
It's the Gotham Gazette!
I planned it out in my head, too. Okay, this is the Gotham Gazette, signing off.